Now, Avraham takes the words of Rabbeinu that Rabbeinu spoke about having long days, that we spoke yesterday, long and large days, adding Kedusha to your days. You weren't here, you were here yesterday. And Avraham interprets it the way he sees the things. What does that mean exactly? And when he interprets, that means he took Rabbeinu's words and he went to the field for many, many hours. And this is what he got from Hashem, and therefore it's what Hashem is telling you right now. Now the long days that Rabbeinu is talking about, the explanation is like this: that the Adam zocheh la'arich kol yom ve'yom bechayav yoter ve'yoter. He merits to lengthen every single day that Hashem gives him to lengthen the day. Tehainu, which means sheyamav na'asim kol hazman yoter ve'yoter arukim u'meleim. That his days get every day to become longer and fuller.
Fuller.
More full. Fuller. This depends on one's kedusha. אפשר להסביר זה בצורה פשוטה, מלבד הנסתרות שיש בזה. And it's possible to explain this in a simple way, besides the hidden parts of it. There's a lot of sodos here, right? Secrets. But if you also explain it simply, all that says. Kodem kol, first of all, a person who has kedusha, who was working on his kedusha, working, he goes to the field and he davens. He asks Hashem for his kedusha. So first of all, yesh la siyata dishmaya. Yes, siyata dishmaya. You want to have siyata dishmaya? Here, kedusha. Mimei alel chorol kaseder. So automatically, he has siyata dishmaya, so everything goes in the right order. Lo mitbasbez lo hazman ve'akoach al ikuvim miniyot bilbulim v'kochomer v'chulei. He doesn't waste his time and his strength and all kinds of ikuvim, holding up from all kinds of things and confusion. Sheyachulim nigmor la'adam et kol ha'azman shel ba'olam hazeh kayadua, that can finish a person's time in this world. For example, I'll tell you something in a simple way. A person wants to sit and learn Gemara. Okay? And now he comes to sit and they're not working on his kedusha. He's not working on his kedusha. He has all kinds of bilbulim in his head. And he can't sit and learn. He has to fight now his bilbulim. He's not focused on what's going on in the Chalam. Okay? He's ulam tukan. Okay? But when someone works on the Kedusha, he comes to sit and learn. He sits and he learns immediately. He sits and he's focused right away. Because he's Kadosh. He has Moach Kadosh. Holy, and it works like that in everything. Okay? Person who works on his Kedusha, even if he has problems in Panasa, he still can focus on what is Avodas Hashem. But a person who doesn't, so he gets all confused. What's going to be? What am I going to do? He gets all worried. Okay? Tikkun HaBrit. He fixed the brit. He fixed the brain. Because the brit is from the brain, right? Everyone knows this, right? Fixing the brit is Tikkun HaMoach. He has Moach Kadosh. And he's able to focus on what he's doing. He doesn't waste his time. So he has Siyata Dishmaya on whatever he does. Okay? Kayidua Lemashal. He brings also another example. Im HaYiladim. Right? With the children also. הוא לא צריך לבזבז זמן על בעיות משמעת, כי הוא קדוש. מילא ידע משמעינו ויראים פניו, וכמה מילים, אפילו מבט, מיד מיישבים לתנתם. A person has children. A person who's קדוש, and his children go in the wrong way, he doesn't have to start yelling at them. He can look at them, and they'll right away straighten out. Even with a look, or with two words. The children have fear from him. Fear from Kedusha. He's Adam Kadosh. He's the king of the house because he's working on his kedusha. Britain is now working the kedusha. From Shemayim, it's like this: his kids won't run b'chad. They don't look. They don't listen to him. They don't care what he says. That's how it is. So he doesn't have to waste time if he's kadosh. K'mochel im bat zugo. So too with one who, with his in his marriage life. Barur shemi shekadosh. It's obvious that a person who's kadosh is working on his kedusha. לא מתבזבז לשום זמן יקר על בעיות של שלום בית וכדומה. He doesn't waste precious time on shalom bayit issues. ובכלל, הוא לא צריך לבלות שעות עבודת פיוס. And בכלל, he doesn't have to spend many hours on appeasing his wife because he didn't do anything bad. Everything's okay. כי הוא קדוש. ובכמה מילים, בת זוגו מתרצת בשמחה. Even if he did something wrong, in a few words, he'll be able to straighten things out. כמו ששמעתי, שמסופר על הרב רב לוי יצחק ברדיצ'ב, זה עשר צדיק ושמחה. I heard a story about רב הקדוש רב לוי יצחק ברדיצ'ב, Right? You have a bayan, you have a bayan. The story that once on Kiddush, an Erev Shabbat for Friday night, Moshid the Kosa Kiddush to Rabbanit Shelo, Rabbi Yitzchok Malditcher gave his wife the Kiddush cup. והבן שלו רצה לעזור ולקח את הכוס מידו של אביו הקדוש כדי להעביר לאמו. And his son thought he's in help, and he took the cup and he saw the father struggling a little bit. He took the cup in the father's hand and gave it to the mother. His father said, "What did you do? You destroyed the unification between me and your mother." Right? Meaning, with this simple doing that, I was giving her the cup. She would take from my hand the cup with no barriers, no intermediaries, just directly. We were doing Yichud. Yichud, Kuchavichu Shchinte, Yichud, me and your mother. Like a Zivug. Just in that simple way, just by giving her this attention. Okay? Some people, in order to be one with their wife, they have to do Shamayim Va'aretz. And suddenly, the more you get Kadosh, the more simpler it gets to appease your wife, to make her happy. You have to spend less time on that. Yeah. It's so true, you have no idea. Also, it's Parnassa. It doesn't have to waste time as Parnassa. Why? Because someone who's Kadosh, Rabbeinu says, the Parnassato me'ofefet, Parnassa will be flying over to him. Okay? That's what it says. And he merits Ashirut Kedusha, which is a Kedusha. Okay? That's one explanation how your days become long. You have more time to do more things during the day. So that's one explanation how your days become long. They're more full. Why? Because you don't have to waste time on all kinds of things. When you're not Kadosh, you waste a lot of time. When you're more Kadosh, the more you get more and more Kadosh, the more you can spend more time on. You understand it more and more, easy, faster. Everything works better when you work in the Kedusha. עוד אופן להסביר איך היום של האדם מתארך על ידי קדושה. Another way to explain how a person's day lengthens through קדושה is by תפילה. שכל מה שהוא רוצה לפעול בתפילה, פעם היה צריך לשם כך התפלל שש שעות, יפעול, עכשיו הוא פועל גם מבחינת טרם קרוב, אני אענה. Certain things a person will pray for when he's not kadosh, not so kadosh, 6 hours he needs to pray straight in order to get this thing achieved. And with more person, more kadosh, in less words, he's pouring more Yeshua for himself and for others. Like the big tzaddikim, Rav Arush told us, Rav Mordechai Shalavi Zatzal, people used to come to him, "Rav, I don't have children." He used to say, "Banim." And the person will have children. One word. "Rav, I'm not feeling well." "Refuah." "Rav, I don't have money." "Paranasa." With one word, you put out the Yeshua for the person. So why do I have to go to the field, right, for 6 hours, and maybe I'll be put out something, and this Rav in one word says, because he's more Kadosh. So, just a good advice, if you do go to the 6 hours to the field, not going to do Dusha. Then, the next 6 hours will put a lot more. The more person becomes Kadosh, okay? The more his tefillah is poured. It's like a person who wants to take apart a wall, okay? And he has a little vessel, a little chisel. So he has to go to the store to get a bigger one. So he gets a bigger one. So if the little chisel take him 2 weeks, take the down the whole wall. Now he bought a bigger one. So now he could work. Take him only a week and a half. What a bigger one. And some people, right, they have a big round ball with a machine. They swing it, poof, and the whole wall falls down. That's how it is with Dusha. The more pronounced Dusha, the bigger he has the vessel to receive the Shefa from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. You come with a bigger vessel. One has bigger vessels. The more your person is Kadosh, he acquires a bigger vessel to receive the Shefa. He get the vessel much faster. Doesn't have to work.
Couldn't it be that somebody who would do 1 hour of quality hispodidut could be at a, get to a higher place than somebody who do 6 hours where it's not quality, it's the amount. They're doing a lot, 6 hours. But there's, maybe there's a difference between quality and quantity. You could do 6 hours, but if it's not high quality, it might not even reach the guy that does 1 hour in quality.
Doesn't it go on?
Well, I don't know exactly what that means.
Doesn't it go by quality? It goes by kedusha of the person. The quality of the tefillah is according to the kedusha of the person. His holiness.
Well, he's in the tefillah. He wants it. That's what he's working on, is to get that kedusha.
So, but someone who's a number 10 kedusha, and someone who's a number 15 kedusha, for example, that's what I'm saying, yeah? Let's say, right? He's 5 levels higher in kedusha. So he, the 15, number 15 who does an hour hibodidut, right, could be equivalent to the 6 hours of the number 10, but not because amount of time, like he's, like a, yeah? Rather because quality, because of the kedusha that he has. The, you're right, but the quality of tefillah, it depends on one's kedusha also. So the more it works on the kedusha, the more the tefillah is worth more.
So how do you work on kedusha? Talk to Hashem.
You know the way. You ask Hashem. You thank Allah. First of all, you're happy with the state that you're at. Hashem, I'm a sick in the head. I like to look at every form of a woman, and I see a man from far. And I'm not sure if a man or a woman. I also see a woman. Oh. Thank you, Hashem, I'm so sick. Thank you. Why you made me now? It's the best thing. It's your problem anyways. You made me. I didn't make me. You made me, so it's your problem. That's first of all. Once you're so happy about the situation, okay, then you think, Hashem, Abichai, you want to come here to do it, but to do it. Abichai, that it bothers you, that you want the Chalak Dusha in a certain place. Okay? It's a beautiful thing. Go see in the street. Who cares the Chalak Dusha? Who cares? People walk in the street. They stand in all the Gemara and then they go around looking at all the women in the street. Or, you know what? They don't look at them in the street. They go home and they knife with their wives. Shem Arachem. That's how it is. There's no other way. Unless you work. And work is tefillah. I didn't make that up. It says in the Gemara, right? Eze avodah shebalev zoi tefillah. Avodah is tefillah. To go and say, Hashem, first of all, you're in a happy state. Thank and thank. Because Allah was writing in the Sharabi Tadah that when a person thanks, he could jump levels. You want to jump levels? They're going to do it with you. You want to jump levels in everything? Think. Be happy with where you are. You're coming from a much closer place to Hashem. Because, oh, I am so poor. Hashem, help me. No. It's so beautiful. It's the best. This is the best situation. I'm an idiot. It's beautiful. Thank you, Hashem, for making me such a fool. It's the best thing for me. I can't get close to you otherwise. I'm so happy with the situation that you put me in. This is the best situation. Oh, now I'm happy? Good. Right? Now I start working. And Hashem, you said in the Torah, the Tichishmot Ha'inah. First thing in Kedusha is guarding the eye. Before working on your what you're thinking and the Kedushat HaZivug and all these things, it's first of all Kedushat HaEinai. First of all, okay, Hashem, these are your eyes. Don't help me guard my eyes. Close my eyes. Don't help me. It's not me. Close my eyes. I want to walk in the street with complete dveikus to you. I want to be complete dveikus to you. I want to have you in my head, Yud Kei Vav Kei, all the time. Walk in the street, I want to have Hashem. Hashem. Okay, that's what I want to, or shear in my ears, or something which I'm not focusing around. And then, even if one will see a woman by accident, it's like a clue. It's not an avela, first of all. It's not an avela. It could be a pgam, it's not an avela. Because it doesn't want to look. You see, he puts his head down, continues on. It's not an avela. It could be a pgam, it's not an avela. It's not looking. It's not looking anymore at women. That's the most happiest state that he could be. And he falls. Beautiful. Next day comes, Hashem, thank you for making me fall. You showed me there's a lot more to do. I'm not unemployed. I'm not unemployed. I'm not unemployed. I have what to do. I have work. I'm so happy. You're showing me what I have to work on. Every time a person falls, it's the best place. Okay? Why Hashem is showing you what to work on. So why is that a bad place? Don't you want to know what to work on? So yeah, from Shemayim they're showing you what to work on. What's the big deal? Shemayim is showing you what to work on. That's a, because Avinu says that the Kedusha is a, it's a, that's a Kedusha da Lashon. Kedusha da Brit has to do with the tongue, with what you speak. Because the whole idea of Kedusha is cleaving to Kedush Baruch Hu. When you're, it's beautiful because everything is one. Everything is only Hashem. The difference comes only by the receivers. But from Hashem's perspective, there's no good and bad, fat and skinny, high and low, big and small. It's all in our perspective.
There's no dualism.
No, it's only, it's one.
No,
it's plurality. It's called light. Light of Hashem. That's all there is. And when one cleaves to Hashem, that's how he starts living. He only sees Hashem. He gets whacked by someone. Thank you, Hashem. He's not doing good. Beautiful, the best. It's only one. Everything is good. Everything is positive because Hashem is only good, and everything that comes out of Hashem is good. Ah, there's the Holocaust. There's this. It's true, but in my perspective, everything is good. So there could be Rishayim, but in my perspective, for me, everything is good. I'm not talking about the other. From everything, then I don't talk about anyone. I don't. Nothing to do with anyone. Why the other people in the world? I can help them. And la. It's just how it is. Okay, so that's how you work on the Kedusha. You go in the field and again and again and again, every day continuously. Oh, it's chadesh on the mishkafayim. But you went to the my guy.
I found them
in the drawer. Oh, you found them. Yes, so that's how you work. You go again and again and again. And if you see it becomes sad, stop right away. Don't work on anything. Just go back again. Hashem, everything you do is the best. Everything is you do. Everything is the best. Nothing is bad. Bad is tefillah. Bad is bad thoughts. Rabbeinu says, what's the yetzer hara? Your bad thoughts. What's the yetzer tov? Your good thoughts. So if you have any bad feelings, bad thoughts, it's already a negative place. It's already not Hashem. To work on it. It's all Hashem putting you in that place. It's all Hashem. You have to work. Hashem wants you to work. To see that. Even, that's why a person comes to do cheshbon nefesh, right? Anything that he's working on, let's say a person has a health situation. Hachavah is the thing. Thank you Hashem that I'm sick. Thank you Hashem that I'm sick. But really, he feels so bad that he's sick. He doesn't want to be sick. So it's not a real thank you. That's not the work. He has to first, before he starts doing anything, is to put in his heart the complete emunah that everything is from Hashem. And there's no bad from Hashem, because Hashem is good. The miderech hatov leitiv. Right? The way of the good is only to do good. No bad springs off the good. Only good springs off the good. Okay? So, in every situation you say, if you believe it's from Hashem, so it has to be good. Every situation is good. And they ask Hashem, I should put this emunah in my heart that everything is good. There's no bad at all in the world. There's no bad. Put this emunah, please Hashem. I can't live this life without believing in this. I'll be sad, I'll be upset, I'll be depressed. And when a person starts feeling the simcha coming up, then he goes first of all to the problem that he goes to the good things that he has. When he feels the simcha, then he can go to the problem that he has and say, so that means, now I apply what I just acquired from Hashem into my specific situation and say, so that means that this situation, Hashem did it. And it means this situation is a good situation. So thank you Hashem for this situation without understanding anything. Just because I know that everything's from you and everything is good. And not to attack right away the bad. Because then it's not real. First to have this strong emunah, a strong feeling that they met everything is from Hashem, they met everything is good, and from that you can apply it already to your situation. Start thanking Hashem, and when you're happy about the specific situation that you're in, then you can start working on the situation and asking Hashem for it and going on with it. But before the place of Simcha, you can't work on anything. You don't start moving. First, be the Simcha. First rule of everything. That's first rule in Breslev, first rule in Judaism, be the Simcha. If you're not the Simcha, you're not doing tshuva. Don't do anything. You're patur from tshuva. You're patur from tikkun abrid. You're patur from shmirat Torah. You're patur from everything. You're patur. You're not chayav to do anything. You're chayav to do the simcha. So. Once you have a simcha, you can start working in the dusha and whatever else you want. Kol tov zayin gezeit.